Shalom to all. Today's Av is Bachem Daf Lamed Beis, and we are starting Lamed Alpha and Beis on the bottom at the beginning of the brand new parak. And today's Av sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sar Bas Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And Mishnah tells us, "Call Pesulin Shachtu anyone who's possible to do in Avoid in the Beis Hamikdash who did Shchita Shchitas and Kshera. Their Shchita is kosher. Why is that? Shchita Kshera Bezarim Ubenashim Ba'avadim Ubetmeim Vafil B'Kachay Kachim. Shchita is kosher with a non-kain, with women, with slaves, those who are tami as well. Even if a kain's tami could do Shchita, and that's even with Kachay Kachim, the highest level, as long as the tiny person doesn't touch the meat. We're going to see in the Gemara, there's a little bit of a sneak peek, if you will, that's Isra Drabbanon for someone tummy do shchita because we're afraid they're going to touch the meat and that's going to pass the whole carbon. But again, Aramish is telling us that b'di'evet, if they did do shchita, it's perfectly fine. And this tummy person would have to make sure to either shecht with a knife made out of a very sharp reed, so it's like a flat wooden utensil and it's not makabel tuma, and that way it wouldn't be mitame the meat, or if it became tummy because he touched a dead sheretz, so he's rishon l'tuma. Even if he used a metal knife in this case, it can't become tummy, because we know that Kalim cannot contract Sheni Lotoma. So that'd be two possibilities of how Tome could do Shechita without being Metame the meat. Bottom line is, though, says the Mishnah Lefikach, therefore, Hain Paisin Machshava, these people when they Shecht could passel of Machshava, because since they're allowed to do Shechita, if they have an improper Machshava, they'll passel the carbon. Lamez Omer Alf, on top of the Mishnah continues, Vekul Shekibul Sadam, all of these, if they did Kabbalah Sadam, or one of the other Avodas, and they had the Machshava of Chutzlus Manoi or Vechutzlum Kaimai, so Im Yesh Dama Nefesh, if there's more Dama Nefesh, which as we know is the only type of dam which is kosher for zrika, yachzar kosher bikabel, a kosher conscious go and do kabbal on this dam, and the carbon is not pasul. Even though the kabbal sadam, which was done by this pasul, was not kosher, you can't use that dam itself, but it doesn't pasul the entire carbon, and as long as there's more blood, a kosher kain could go take that blood and do zrika. The Mishnah continues, kibbal kosher, let's say kosher did kabbalah, but vinasal a pasul, then he gave it to a pasul, yachzar le kosher, just give it back to the kosher, no problem. Also, kibbal mimino, let's say the kain did kabbalah in his right hand as he's supposed to, vinasal a smile, then he put it in his left hand, yachzar le mimino, just put it back in his right hand. Another case, kibbal b'kli kodesh. Let's say he caught it in a kli kodesh, kli shares, a holy vessel, v'nasal kli chayil, and then he poured it into just a regular kli. Yachzar kli kodesh, he should pour back into the kodesh kli. Also, nishmach mena kli al ritzba. Let's say after kabbalah sadam, it spilled from the kli onto the floor of the Beis Hamikdash, v'asafin, and gathered it up. Kasher, it's kasher, because the kabbalah was done properly. Nasal gabe kevesh. Let's say he placed the blood on the ramp in the mizbeach, not on the wall, not on the actual mizbeach itself, but on the ramp. Or shalai kenegad yisoid. He did zrika, not where the aside is. We know there's a base of the Mizbech that's stuck out in Amma, mostly on the north and west sides, but also wrapped around a little bit to the southwest and northeast sides. But for the most part, the south and east side of the Mizbech did not have the base. He did Zrika Sadam, not Keneged HaYisoid, or Nasani Tana L'mata L'malon, of Tana L'malon L'mata. He sprinkled the blood that's supposed to be done below the bottom half above, or that which is supposed to be done above the bottom half below, or Batani Tana B'fnim, B'choz V'Tana B'choz B'fnim, the blood which is supposed to have his Avodah done inside the Heichal, he did that outside on the main Mizbeach, that was just supposed to be done outside, he did inside. In all these cases, the Zrika itself is possible, but that doesn't possible the carbon, and therefore, Im Yesh Dama Nefesh, if there's still more Dama Nefesh, Yachzar Kasher Rikabel, a Kasher should go and be Mekabelit and continue with a proper Zrika. So more talks about possible people Shechting. What do we learn from the Mishnah? It says, Shesh Shechtoi, that's a proper Girsa. As it had said, Kol Psulin Shesh Shechtoi, all Psulin which did Shecht, and that's Mashma Diyavit in L'chatchil Loid. But only be Diyavit, it's okay, but L'chatchil Loid, it's not okay. L'chatchil Yesh Shechita. The problem that is, Ramin Haskiu Stira. The pasuk tells us with shachat, and he shall shecht. What do we learn from here? Shechita bazar k'sheira. Shechita is kasher with a non kain. That's because it doesn't say v'shachat kain. It just says v'shachat. And we also learn shechita k'sher bazarim u'benashim ba'avadim u'betmeim v'afilu b'kachi kachim. So we see that shechita is kasher even by non kaihanim. But now we suggest the other way around. Oy ain el b'kaihanim. Maybe shechita is only kasher by kaihanim. Well, Amrit would say as follows: v'chima ayin basa. Where did this come from? Where do you think to say that shechita should only be by kaihanim? That's because shenemar the pasuk says that you and your sons with you, you shall guard your kahuna for all matters pertaining to the Mizbeach. This is being said to Aaron HaKohen. You might think that this applies even by Shechita, and that only Kohanim are allowed to do Shechita. And that's why Tamalim the Pasuk says, V'shachat is ben abakal f'nei Hashem, v'krivoi, v'goymer. And we learn from here, mikabala ve'elech mitzvah kahuna, that only from Kabbalah and onwards, that has to be done by Kohanim. The word v'krivoi is darshan to mean the Kabbalah Sadam, so it's only from v'krivoi onwards that has to be done by Kohen. That's because the pasuk itself says v'krivoi b'nei Aaron HaKohanim es Adam. Liman al shchita shekshir b'chal adam, that teaches us regarding shchita that it's kosher observed by everyone. And so it's a question with the wording of our Mishnah. Why does it say sheshachtoy mashma that if they shechtin b'di'evet it's okay, but l'chadchila they're not allowed to shecht? We just learned from his brisa that they are allowed to shecht l'chadchila. And the Gemara answers, hu adin dafil l'chadchila nami. You're right. Even l'chadchila, a non-kohen or woman or an evet or whatever it is allowed to shecht. Umishum the kabayt l'misna t'meyim. But since the Mishnah also had to say the case of a kohen who's tamei, dil l'chadchila loy, l'chadchila kohen who's tamei is not allowed to shecht. Gzera shem yigu basar. Gzera, they might end up touching the meat and then passeling it. Tana sheshachtoy. That's what the Mishnah teaches. That shechted with the b'di'evet lashon. But again, that b'di'evet lashon only applies to the t'meyim. The other ones are actually allowed to shecht l'chadchila. How are the Gemara today discussing this? So tamei b'di'evet shapir dami. A tamei who shechted b'di'evet, it's really okay. Vermin askus tiro. The pasuk says v'samach v'shachat. The first pasuk discusses doing smicha, which is leaning on the animal before shechita, and then right afterwards the pasuk talks about shechita. And what do we learn from here? Mas smicha b'tahirim, af shechita b'tahirim. Just like smicha has to be done by a tahor person, shechita also has to be done by a tahor person. The Gemara answers, no, midrabanan. You're right, midrabanan. A tamei kain shenatu shechita, as we had already said in the Mishnah. But midaraisa, if he does shechita, it's 100% okay. But now we ask, mashna smicha. Why is it that smicha is different? Dechsev lefnei Hashem. It says in the pasuk he should do smicha lefnei Hashem, which means that the person doing smicha has to be in the azara, which is considered lefnei Hashem. And if he's tamei, he's not allowed to be in the azara. Well, shechita nami haksel lefnei Hashem. Shechita also uses the same word lefnei Hashem. So how can we say that shechita is kosher with somebody who's tamei? He's not allowed to walk into the azara the same way the person who's going to be doing smicha is not allowed to walk into the azara. And the Gemara answers, no. Esher David sakin arucha v'shachet. A long knife could be made and he could shecht. Even though he's outside the azara, he could put the knife into the azara and still do shechita. So that's what the difference is. Has the Gemara smicha nami smicha as well. Esher demal yadev samech. He could put his hands into the azara, even though he's not there. He puts his hands in and he could do smicha. And the answer to this is because Savar, this Tana holds bia b'miktas shma bia, that partial entering of the azara is considered like he actually entered fully, and even though just his hands are there and not his body, it's still like he's inside and therefore he can't put his hands in. But just putting a shechita knife in is fine because his hand's not in at all. And that would be the difference between smicha and shechita. Now Rav Chizda teaches the exact opposite braisa, 180 degrees opposite. The pasuk says v'samach and then it says v'shachat. What do we learn from here? Ma shechita b'taharin af smicha b'taharin. Just like shechita is done with somebody who's tahar, so too smicha has to be done with somebody who's tahar. And we ask, mashna shechita d'chzil v'nei Hashem. Why is shechita different that it says l'fnei Hashem, telling us that you have to be tahar shecht because you can't go l'fnei Hashem, you can't go into the azara. Smicha also, it says l'fnei Hashem, which would tell us very clearly that the one who's doing smicha can't be tamei because it can't be l'fnei Hashem. And so what do we need a special drasha of v'samach v'shachat for? It's evident from the pasuk itself. And we answer, no, the efshir d'mal yadev v'samach, technically the one who's doing smicha could put his hands into the azara and do smicha, and that's why you would have to be learned from a special drasha. As the Gemara shechita nami shechita as well. Efshir d'avid sakin arucha v'shachit. We can make a long knife and he could shecht. And the answer to this is hamani shimon atimni. This is actually shimon atimni. The tanya of a brisa, the pasuk says v'shachat is ben abakar l'fnei Hashem, that he shall shecht the ben abakar, he shall shecht the young bull in front of Hashem. And what do we learn from here? V'loy ha-shechet l'fnei Hashem. The shechet doesn't have to be l'fnei Hashem. The shechet could be outside the azara and he can have a long knife and shecht as long as the animal is l'fnei Hashem. However, Shimon HaTimni says, minayin shu yadav shel shechet l'fnei min ha-nishchat. How do we know that the hands of the shechet have to be closer than the one which is being shechted? In other words, how do we know the shechet himself has to be in the azara and it's not sufficient for him to just stick a knife inside? Tamlem, because the pasuk says, v'shechet is ben habakar l'fnei Hashem, and that tells us that shechet is ben habakar yeh l'fnei Hashem, that the one who's shechting the animal, he has to be l'fnei Hashem. And therefore, this version that Rav Chizda taught is going according to Shimon HaTimni, that the shechet himself has to be l'fnei Hashem, as opposed to the smicha doesn't necessarily have to be l'fnei Hashem. Maybe his hands could just be l'fnei Hashem. And we continue discussing this. Amr Ula, Amr Shlakish, Tamei Shech Nisyadi l'fnim, like it. If somebody who's Tamei put his hands inside the Azara, he's not in the Azara, just his hands. He gets Malkus for that. Shinema the Pasuk says, B'chol Kodesh Loi Siga, we have to continue with the Pasuk, V'al Mikdash Loi Savai. She can't touch any Kodesh, and she can't come into the Mikdash. So Makish Biel and Gia. We have a clear Hekash, a clear comparison between B'yas HaMikdash, going into the base of Mikdash, and touching something Kodesh. Mani Gia B'Mikdash Shemani Gia. Just like even partial touching is considered a full touching, touching a Kli Shares with your fingertip is the same exact thing as holding it with both of your hands. A partial touching is the same thing as a full touching. Av Bia B'Mikdash Shema Bia. So too, even partially going into the Azara, just putting your hand in, let's say, that's called B'yas Azara. It's called going into the Azara in state of Toma, and you're going to get Malkus for that. Harais Rav Shai Ula. Rav Shai asked Ula the following. Now, short introduction is in order. We know that Mitzayir was a person who had Tzaras. It was actually a very long Tahara process, 7 days, more or less, of just waiting. And then on the 8th day, that's when it all comes to culmination. He brings Malta Garbanos and a loik of oil, and he has blood and oil applied to his right ear, his right thumb, and his right big toe. As we're going to see in the Gemara, those are called the Bahinas. There's Bahin Yad and Bahin Regel. That's the big finger, which is the thumb, and the big toe. Now, the catch is he has has to have his blood application done in the Azara, but he can't be in the Azara because he's still Tameh. He's only fully Tahar after this is done. And we can't bring the blood out of the Azara because it becomes a Pasul B'yotzei if you bring it out. What's done? So here we have a special din that the Metzayra puts his right ear, right thumb, and right big toe into the Azara, and that's how he gets the blood application done. And so we discuss this in light of another din. Metzayra Shechal Shmini Shaloi Lias Be'erev Pesach. A Metzayra whose eighth day of his Tahar process falls out on Erev Pesach. Now where he's holding right now, he'd be able to bring the Karim Pesach, finishes the Tahar process, and he brings the Karim Pesach and everything's fine. But then what happened? V'ra'a carried by Bayoyim. He saw Keri, he became a Baal Keri that day, and a Baal Keri is not allowed on Har Abayis, so he can't even come anywhere near the base of Mikdash. But then what happened? V'taval, he immersed in the mikvah, so at least he's not a full-fledged Baal Keri. He's what we call a Tavul Yoyim. He immersed that day, so he's somewhat Tahar, but he still has an issue that he's not allowed to go into the Azara. Amar Chacham, the Chacham said, Al-Bishayin Tavul Yoyim Acher Nichnas, even though a regular Tavul Yoyim, a different type of Tavul Yoyim, would not be allowed to go into the base of Mikdash, Zeh Nichnas. This one, this Mitzayra, he could go in. Why? Because Mutav Yav Haseh Sheyesh by Karis V'yitcha Haseh She'ein by Karis. It's better that Naseh that has Karis should be Dachan Haseh that doesn't have Karis. According to the Chachamim, there's an Isra Haseh for a Tvul Yoyim to go into the base of Mikdash, but if he does and he's over that Haseh, he's not going to get Karis. But if he doesn't eat the Karim Pesach, that's an Haseh that he will receive Karis for. So it's better that he just go in and he's over this Haseh, and at least he'll be able to bring the Karim Pesach so he won't be Chayav Karis. Now we have a slight machlekes regarding this din of a Tvul Yoyim going on Har Abayis. Rabbi Yechon says, Dvar Taira Afilu Haseh in Bayit. Midai Raisa, there isn't even an Isra Haseh. How do we know this? Shemar, because the Pasuk says, Vayama Yeshavat Bakal Yehud of Yerushalayim Beis Hashem Fnei Achatzer Achadasha, that Yeshavat stood in the Kal of Yehud in Yerushalayim in the house of Hashem in front of the Chatzer Achadasha. And the question is, my Chatzer Achadasha, what is this Chatzer Achadasha? So Rabbi Yechanan, according to some Rebbe, as I referred to, there was a brand new Chatzer. There wasn't a brand new Chatzer. It's that Shechid Shubad Varim. They were Mechadish. They renewed things regarding the Chatzer. V'amru, they said, Tvul Yoyim Ayikonos Machan Levia, that someone who's a Tvul Yoyim is not going to Machan Levia, which is Har Abayis. So you see, according to Rabbi Yechanan, it's not even an Isra Asay. Bottom line is, here's what we're getting to. If you want to say that even just partial going to the Azar is called fully going in, and that's a problem, well then, how can this Mitzar on his eighth day, who's a Tavul Yoyim of Baal Keri, allow to put his finger and toes in, even though maybe he's allowed on Har Abayis, because you say that it's better to have an Asay Shesh by Karis, Bidech and Asay Shein by Karis, but still, he has to go all the way up into the Azara and put his thumbs inside, and that's already, as we would say, taking a little too far. That's a Tavul Yoyim going into the Azara, and that's problematic. And why so? Because Idvi Asay Shiyesh by Karis Hu. It turns out that both of the Isurim that we're dealing with are an Isra Shiyesh by Karis. The Isra of the Tvul Yom of Baal Keri going on Har Abayis, that at maximum is an Asay She'ein by Karis. But now this fellow, this Mitzayra, who's again also Tvul Yom of Baal Keri, is putting his hands and feet inside the Azara, that's an Asay Shiyesh by Karis of a Tvul Yom of Baal Keri going into the Azara. How could you say that it's okay? So Amalei responded to Mitunech, from your load, from your package, from the burden that you're carrying, meaning from that which you just told me, I'll give you an answer. Shani Mitzayra, Mitzayra is different. Since he already has a heter for his saras, he has a heter for his carry. As we had explained beforehand, this Mitzayra, he has a heter that he's allowed to put his hands and feet inside the Azar to get the blood applications done, and that's what we're saying now. That since he has his heter due to the fact that he's a Mitzayra, we're saying that he also has the heter for the fact that he's a Tvul Yom of Baal Keri. Now, Rav Yosef tries to build off of this, because over Ula also holds Ruban Zavim V'nasu Tmei Mesim, that if the majority of Klal Yisrael were Tamei with Ziva, and then they became Tamei Mace, they had became a higher level of Tamei. Hoyel v'hotri l'tumason, hotri l'zivason. Since they have a heter for the Tuma, they have a heter for the Ziva. What's this referring to? So we know that when the majority of Am Yisrael is Tamei, they will bring the Karim Pesach in that state of Tuma, and they will not be pushed off the Pesach Sheni. However, that's only when they're Tamei Mace, not when they're Tamei Ziva. And over here, Rav Yosef is building on this concept of Hoyel v'hotri for this, hotri for that. It's the same thing. If they're all Tamei Zav, and that's not going to allow them to do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma. But then they became Tamei Mesim, and that is a reason to allow them to do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma. So we don't pay attention to the fact that they're Zavim. However, Amar Leib Abaye asked, "Mi Dami, is that comparable? Tuma Ishtarai, Ziva Lo Ishtarai. Tuma, meaning Tumas Mace, that was allowed. That allows them to do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma. But Ziva was never allowed. That was never mat. It never got permitted. So how are you saying this is okay?" Amar Leib, and he said, "Dil Mahachik Amar Amar. Maybe this is what you meant to say. That let's say Ruban Tamei Mesim, most of them were Tamei Mesim. That was the first Tuma they became. V'Nasu Zavim, and then they became Zavim. Hoyel v'Hotul Tumason, Hotul Zivason. Since we have a heter for their Tuma, so we could also have a heter for their Ziva." And Amar Leib responded to him, "In yes, that's actually what I meant to say." However, he continues, "Vakati loy dami, it's still not comparable because Mitzayra, this din that a Mitzayra has, he's allowed to put his behindness inside the Azar to get the blood applications. Heterahu, that is a full-fledged heter. And Hoyel v'Ishtri, since it's permitted, it's permitted. And even though he's a Tvul Yom Baal Keri, we say it's not a problem. He has his heter, so he has a cross-the-board heter. But Tuma d'chuyahi, the concept is when the Tzibur is Tameh, that they're allowed to do Pesach Risha and they don't get pushed out of Pesach Sheni, that's just considered a dichoy. That's a momentary suspension, if you will, of this problem of tumah, and therefore it's much more limited. We would say laha idchay, laha lo idchay. It's only nidcha for this, but not nidcha for that, and therefore only if they're tmei mesim, we could say it's nidcha, but not if they're tmei mesim and zavim. It's not such a far ranging heter. So Rava told him adaraba ipcham stabra. It's the opposite. Pumfa keret. The exact opposite logic makes more sense. Mitzayra heterahu. Mitzayra has his heter. So laha ishtarayu, laha lo ishtarayu. We would say that it only has a heter for him when he's a mitzayra, so he could put his thumbs inside. But it's not a heter for other things, such as balkari. But toma dechuyahu. Once we're saying that people are tamei and they're allowed to do pesach rishon, that's a dichuy. Alicha dechuy, mali shtei dechuy. So what does it make a difference if there's one dichuy or two dichuys, and therefore there actually shouldn't be a problem if they also become zavim? And that's this back and forth between Abaye and Rava in Shitas Rabbi Yosef. Now the bottom line is, says the Gemara, lama gimel amar alf on top, mechal de trevayu svir lehu, toma dechuyu hi betzibor. See that both Abaye and Rava hold that toma is just dechuyu betzibor, and it's not hotra betzibor, and there's a number of nafkaminas that this has by saying toma dechuyu and not toma hotra. We're going to stop here for the day. We'll pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this din of bia b'miktsas shma bia, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.